You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Ace, you keep up with sports news and all more than I do because you don't mind the way they talk.
Right. Correct.
I do. But since the Tennessee's baseball team won the College World Series the other night,
yeah,
and I saw that there was a little bit of controversy about their coach, and what's his name? McElroy, the guy that played quarterback for Alabama?
Yeah,
is it Greg
McElroy, yeah.
And now he's a really good color commentator for college football on ESPN.
Yeah.
I just heard a clip of him saying that the coach acted unprofessionally and he needed to show some class, and he doesn't. He was classless and whatever after the game. Now, I did see a picture of – because Tennessee's coach is really handsome. All the ladies think he's handsome. But I saw him, and I don't know if it was from yesterday or what, but he had a Sharpie and he was signing a woman's big old boob – signing his autograph on.
Okay.
But I don't think that's what Greg McElroy was talking about when he said that he that coach was unprofessional and classless or whatever he said.
He said, I just wish he didn't, quote, I just wish he didn't have the antics that he does. He's like a WWE character. It's embarrassing. Seriously, to be an adult, I'd be appalled.
But what did he do?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find. I know he jumped into the crowd. He ran over and jumped over the
fence. Crowd surfing and stuff.
No, just like jumped up into the crowd and the people were bouncing up and down and he was jumping up and down with them this is what he's talking about. When he joined the fans, let me see if I can pull this up. If I can get the ads to stop popping up, covering everything up. Hang on a second.
I'm surprised that McElroy is saying that because I mean he played for Nick Saban. Nick Saban was always being a clown. Every time they'd win the national championship or something, he's crowd surfing. He's in there pumping it up. Yeah.
Here he is. He runs over.
I'm being sarcasm.
He ran over and jumped into the stands with the crowd. He's jumping up and down. Just
what's wrong with that?
Nothing. I don't see anything wrong with it.
That's the coach of Tennessee?
Tennessee's coach.
The baseball coach.
Yeah. Okay. I would love to know what Greg McElroy has to say about Texas A&M's baseball. I'm sorry. The new Texas baseball coach. Have you heard that story?
No.
Not to change the subject, but June 24th at 10 p.m., post-game press conference, the Texas A&M head coach is asked about his future at Texas A&M.
Yeah, because, I did see that. Yeah.
Because the AD at Texas said, I'm going to Omaha and I'm coming back with a head baseball coach. And people were like, oh, damn, they're going to do it right today. He said, I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. That hasn't changed in my mind. Less than 24 hours later, news breaks that he has taken the job at Texas. People are like, that lying son of a bitch knew it.
Yeah.
He'd already taken the job when he sat there and lied to those kids and lied to the press, but I will never take another job again. But 5 o'clock the next day. They announce he takes the Texas job.
Isn't that usually the way the coaches do? They're not going to say before it's time that, like, they'll, you know, just like politicians will go, I am not running. I'm not going to run. I got to, you know, the next thing, I got a listening tour going to see what the people want me to do. But I didn't realize, how long has he been there?
3 years.
Okay.
In Nebraska?
At Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. He's been at Texas A&M for 3 years. And they said there was a whole big deal about it, and he denied it, and then the day after, once they leave Omaha, he's like, oh, I think I'm gonna take the job.
But now there are other rumors that I've heard of the Tennessee coach. He's 45 And the reason I know that is because my wife thinks he's so great. And I told her she was old enough to be his mom.
So, I'm sure she loved that.
I said, no, I'm not. How old do you think he is? I said, he can't be over 30.
Yeah. Tony Vitello, is that who you're talking about?
They looked it up and he's 45. But
he's all
right. The rumors, I've heard like silly things. And that's what happens when you win, you know, and you're
– yeah.
You got all this stuff going. People want to tear you down, but there are rumors that I've heard that he dates the college students and like goes to the bars where the college kids are,
really,
and stuff like that. And
he's
not married.
Tony Vitello. Yeah. I mean, oh,
yeah. McElroy said, Tony. "Quote: I know he wins. He's great, and the kids love him, and all that stuff. That's awesome. Yeah. But if that was a leader of my organization, I would have to have a little talking to him. I just would. It's unbelievable. His antics after the game last night were embarrassing.
Yeah, that's seriously what I saw. That. I didn't know what the antics were.
Have some class. You just won a national championship. Have some class. WWE, with all respect, not class. Just not, end quote. So it was really just about him. I guess his father came out of the dugout or came down out of the stands. And his dad is a high school baseball coach. And his dad just was in tears. And he even said, like, I had to become the dad in that moment. Like, I told him, you got to rub some dirt on it. that kind of thing. And then he jumped in there with the crowd. And I think that's the thing that people are most upset about. I don't see anything wrong with what he did, jumping in with the crowd.
When did he sign that woman's great big old boob?
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't seen that. I didn't know he did that. Let me see.
Now, that's a little bit.
He should not be doing that.
Yeah.
Well, hold on now.
I thought maybe that's what Greg McElroy was talking about, because I saw that picture first. And then he said his antics after the game.
You ever signed a boob?
No.
Ace hasn't.
No. Mm-mm. I have not. No. I've been asked to numerous times shows. And I was like, I can't do that.
Why?
I was married. I didn't need to be signing people's boobs when I was married.
Fine. Right. And, the Sharpie writes better on a butthole.
I dot the I.
Yeah.
I won't sign your boob, but I will sign your boob.
He took part in something called, I can't find anything about him signing boobs, but he did take part in an event called Chest Bumps for Charity. It was for the Wounded Warriors.
Hell yeah.
Where people paid $2 to chest bump him.
Mm.
Let's see.
Well, there may just be a picture of him signing boobs.
Oh, maybe a University of Tennessee fraternity used the suspension of baseball coach Tony Vitello for chest bumping an umpire as a chance for a charity event called Chest Bumps for Charity. Vitello offered a chest bump to anyone who had $2 to donate to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Well, that's kind of cool.
So he said, yeah. So the fraternity put on an event, and he showed up at their frat house. They had dunk tanks and all that, and he did. He just stood out there, and people signed up. $2, he chest bumped them.
I like this guy. I don't know a thing about him. From what I've heard, I like him.
Yeah, he must be a bro.
Seems that way. But he also seems like a good dude from the standpoint of, I know he speaks highly of like players on other teams. And points out, hey, don't get on that kid. He's a great kid. He played hard, that kind of stuff. He takes up for kids on the other team oftentimes. So he said, I thought it seemed like a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he jumped in the crowd and,
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. Get your panties out of your butthole or whatever.
But, I mean, Greg McElroy comes from a – there it is.
Did he sign some lady's boob? He probably should.
Yeah, but it was – hold on.
It'd have been rude for him not to.
Yeah, I mean, she was a fan. Let's see.
But is he signing on her shirt?
You don't want to touch a woman's boob even outside her shirt. Yeah. You learned that the hard way.
Yeah, he probably should have been doing that as the head coach of the baseball team.
Yeah, and there's a kid standing right there. Several of them.
That's not that one. But hey, everybody, if that's the worst mistake that he ever makes as the head coach of Tennessee, I think they're going to be okay.
And the picture says, it's a screenshot and it says live at the top of it, and then there's a TV crawl across the bottom of it. It says celebrating Vols national championship, and there he is just signing away. Little kid standing right there signing a great big old pair of boobs.
Huge.
in a wife beater type shirt.
Oh. Mm. The boobs are the lady that's getting signed is wearing a wife beater, not him.
Yeah, just because he's Italian doesn't mean that he wears those tank tops everywhere. If that's what you're thinking, so stop it.
This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.